Blog Talk Radio. Get ready to be deprogrammed. WDMV, The Indie Story, presents On the Soapbox with host Mina Holiday and DJ Mem, pushing out the soapbox Sundays, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., giving you the hottest discussions and variety, open mic on the net. Yeah. Say what? Hey, Mina, you're on your soapbox. Go ahead and speak your mind. I say, hey, Mina, you're on your soapbox. So go ahead and speak your mind.
I'm Mina. I'm on my soapbox, and I'm here to speak my mind. I got somebody else on the call today. I know she said she didn't want to get on the air, but I just want you guys to know who's back here holding it down for us on the soapbox this Sunday, beautiful Sunday. It's Lindsay. Lindsay, just say hello real quick, please. Out and say hello.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
See, that wasn't so bad, was it?
Oh, it's all right. It's all right. I'll get you later.
All right, yo, we're going to have a great show today. Unfortunately, you don't hear DJ Mim because she had to go and take care of the business, some DJ business, and, you know, we can't hold back that. That's what she does. She spins. She's the wiki-wiki master. So we got to let her do her thing, her one-two. And we have a guest in the chat room right now. It's running kind of slow right now because I haven't really been doing a whole lot of promoting this weekend, but that's okay. We're going to make up for it in, like, 5 minutes. I need everybody to do me a favor and tell a friend. You just got to tell one person, because then all both of our wonderful fans will have made us four fans, right, Lindsay?
That's it.
Work.
That's it.
We're going to multiply. We are going to be fruitful and multiply. We're going to go ahead and give out the phone number, because I know some of you have to move around and you just can't stay stuck to your computer. That's fine. You can take us with you. The phone number to call in to do just that would be 646-378-0763. That's 646-378-0763. You can call that anytime during our show. We're on from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're over west, you know, you just start chopping down hours and stuff. I'm not here to give you a time zone lesson. I'll screw you up. I think I made a C, which meant I got 60% of my answers right. So don't trust me on that one. Please look it up. Google it. What we're going to try to do right now is go right into our topic. We're talking about, you know what, honestly, Lindsay, you got to speak up on this. You really do.
Oh.
You know, the topic of the show today is pornography and erotica. Because clearly there's a difference, I think. I think there's a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't want... We're not here to knock any poets who are really big on sharing the exact details of the act of sex. I'm not knocking you. If that's how you write and that's where your spirit is leading you to write, with you. I'm with you. You got to write how you feel, you know? But what I have a problem with is some of the details that you share are not something I would say that took a lot of creativity. I think you just pretty much recounted a sex act. And the whole thing with poetry is adding your taste, your flavor, letting everybody know who you are through your words, not that you have sex and how good that sex was. You know what I'm saying? I mean, then you're not any different than me just talking to somebody about what they did last night. But when people come and see come and listen to poetry and come see and want to experience the whole just leave with something more than you came with, that whole thing, you got to give them something more than they came with. So let our minds work a little bit to get to know you through your message, through the poetry. Maybe it was just something that made you feel like something that you felt before. You know what I mean? Maybe it was something new, a new experience. Maybe it all smelled like lilac, and you just cannot believe how the whole act from beginning to end smelled like lilac. So you talk about that a little bit in your poetry, and you leave somebody with something that they did not come with, you know? They might be looking for that smell of lilac next time they have sex on their back. So anyway, that being said, I do want to share a poem because I wasn't going to. I had changed my mind. I backed out of it. And then certain people, I'll leave them nameless for now, was like, no, you shouldn't let anybody steal your joy. You shouldn't let anybody, you know, take your mojo. If you're feeling it,
right,
then go with it. So I think I'm going to share something. This is what I call erotica. Everybody has their own twist on it. But I have one that is, I have two that I'm going to share today. One that goes a little bit more on the raunchy side, but I do want you to work. So I take you, I storytell. I talk to you about a real situation. It's introspect and everything. And it's hopefully a way that people can see themselves getting through their situation. Maybe they might do it a different way, but just they can see how, you know, how I got through it. So let me see. Which one should I do first? I should do the one. Okay, I'm going to do the one called Secret. It's the extended version, but I think it only lasts 5 minutes. Are you ready, Lindsay? You're my only audience right now. Okay.
I got you. That's fine.
All right. Okay, so if you're listening in the archives, thank you so much for listening. I promise you it's only going to get hotter because we have some very crazy dope poets that are calling in today. And the only reason I'm sitting right now is because our lines have not begun to blow up. But we will get there. We shall. And when we do, I want to hear your voice. So make sure you call in, 646-378-0763. This piece is called The Secret. For discreet and passionate sex, meet me at the bottom of the steps, but don't knock on my door or call me on the telephone. You see, I may not be home alone, and someone may find out what we're all about. It's a twist situation, no doubt. But I'll be wearing something sexy under my low-key sweats with hoodie. Just remember not to ask for me, because I'll be where you and I agreed at the exact hour, minute, second, you'll see. They'll never understand a love so innocently unsuspected, shared between hearts previously neglected. What we have is healing and somewhat electric. It's even got me writing poetry like. Do you mind if I call you the moon and the role that it assumes, casting shadow on me in mellow glow, knowing exactly where to go, navigating swiftly through jet black universe, silently controlling the tides that sweep the ocean floors. Do you mind if I call you the moon? There's no sign of gravity. I'm still longing to be closer. My curiosity deepens, mind control weakens, and the fullness of your intense light means a night of uninhibited lunar diversion. Ooh, my effusive wetness surging. If I'm feeling like the ocean, do you mind if I call you the moon? Yeah, he's got me writing poetry like that. But I'll never say a word, no, not ever, because he got me stuck in forever. Like his touching and kissing got me fiending and desiring, even risking getting fired. And my secret got me wet, but I can't leak it, so I'll keep it. My secret. Wow. Splash. Pause.
Yes.
Wow. Girl, I'm sweating for real. Like real sweat droplets are coming from my forehead. I need a tissue. I need to dab my forehead.
Wow.
Oh, here comes Ray with the tissue though. For real, he really came over to get my Thank you, Ray. Good gracious. You know, when you're a poet, you gotta go in. It's so much fun when you go in. Poetic Jay Harris is in the building. Lindsay.
Yo.
Oh, she's... Yo, Poetic Jay Harris is in the building, in the chat room.
I didn't even see him. How you doing?
Oh, no, it's a she.
She, okay.
Yeah, she's in a, but she spit last week.
Okay.
So we're welcome. We're glad she came back. This is her second time. Oh, we got to tell the guests what's going on. Why guests can't talk in the chat room. Lindsay, tell them how they can be a part of the chat so they can talk.
What's going on? I'm on two computers right now.
Oh, that's, I forgot. Lindsay is like an octopus right now. She is handling everything. Let me shut up. Listen, let me tell you how you can do the chat room. Okay, so if you're a guest, we welcome you. Please do come. We enjoy you coming. But the biggest thing is for you to be able to experience the whole On the Soapbox feeling and everything and get some of the love in the chat room is we want to hear from you. So you'll have to just go at the very top where it says log in or register. You can register as a listener, or if you think you want to take a shot at being a host, you can say, I want to start my own show. And you can sign up as a host. So whatever you want to do, it only takes a couple of minutes, and you can throw a picture up there so we can check you out and stalk you on Blog Talk along with Facebook and Twitter, wherever else you are. Not a good stalker unless you're stalking you in those places as well. So please include all your information so we can know where you are and talk to you. And you can participate in things like, I don't know, private messages. If you're feeling a little freaky and you want to say something to someone specifically, you can send them over into a chat room. So get an account today. It's real quick, free, and easy. All right.
We got a call.
We got a call. People are calling the show. Oh, my God. How I look. I'm just kidding. See, that's the thing about radio. I'm funny, Ray. Ray never laughs at my jokes, and I think I'm funny. All right, who's the caller? You want to go and grab him? And
I'll go grab him. It's 702. Hold on.
All right, 702, we're coming for you.
And they're there.
Oh, well, we're not going to, okay, so we'll screen for the, by the way, I want to announce something before we bring 702 on. From now on, you're going to be heavily screened, meaning when you call in, you're going to talk to a friendly voice, and we'd like your name, where you're calling from, and if you're caller number 10 and you say, I don't know, the following phrase, you might get something out of it, like a T-shirt or something. I don't know. But a caller number 10, if he says the phrase, the proper phrase, which is, hi, my name is, and I'm on the soapbox. Or you could say, I'm so-and-so, and I'm on the soapbox, but I'm looking for On the Soapbox, and that you're on it. So call in, caller number 10, at 646-378-0763 on WDMV Radio, The Indie Story. Yeah. You might get a free T-shirt. 702, this is Mina Holiday, and you're on the soapbox. Can I have your name? 702? Going once. Going twice. I don't know.
All right.
702. You're not applying yourself right now. You're not applying yourself, 702. All right. All right, I do want to take us to a mix. We do have another caller on the line. I see 832. I don't know if you feel like speaking, but please do. Lindsay, you might want to just grab them in the screening room because I don't
okay.
know if they want to talk or not. We got to find out first.
Okay,
today we're talking about pornography and erotica. What is your take on it? Everybody has different ideas, different types of ideals about what is appropriate to say on the mic, what's not appropriate, what is poetry, what is pornetry, what is erotica, what is, you know, whatever. I mean, everybody has their own opinion. So please feel free to speak your mind and say whatever it is that you feel, whatever works for you. All right. So, yeah, that number again is 646-378-0763. I will be waiting for your call. And until then, I think I want to spin something really quickly. Hold on a second. Oh, man, where am I going to go with this? I think I want to go to... I love Nikki Giovanni. And this is one of my favorite poems that she did because I have a problem with a group of people. And I think you'll know that group of people by the time what I'm talking about once we hit this play button. You know, Nikki Giovanni.
I was born in the Congo. I walked to the Fertile Crescent and built a Sphinx. I designed a pyramid so tough that a star that only glows every 100 years falls into the center, giving divine, perfect light. I am bad. I sat on the throne drinking nectar with Allah. I got hot and sent an ice age to Europe to cool my thirst. My oldest daughter is Nefertiti. The tears from my birth pains created the Nile. I am a beautiful woman. I gazed on the forest and burned out the Sahara Desert. With a packet of goat's meat and a change of clothes, I crossed it in 2 hours. I am a gazelle, so swift, you can't catch me. For a birthday present when he was 3, I gave my son, Hannibal, an elephant. He gave me Rome for Mother's Day. My strength flows ever on. My son Noah built new ark, and I stood proudly at the helm as we sailed on a soft summer day. I turned myself into myself and was Jesus. Men intoned my loving name. All praises, I am the one who would save. I sold diamonds in my backyard. My bowels delivered uranium. The filings from my fingernails are semi-precious jewels. On a trip north, I caught a cold and blew my nose, giving oil to the Arab world. I am so hip, even my errors are correct. I sailed west to reach east and had to round off the earth as I went. The hair from my head thinned and gold was laid across 3 continents. I am so perfect, so divine, so ethereal, so surreal. I cannot be comprehended except by my permission. I mean, I can fly like a bird in the sky.
Well, that was a long pause. My apologies, everyone. I was talking on mute because that's what I do, talk on mute. Because you have superpowers, right? Cool. You can hear me. And what I want you all to hear was that was ego tripping. And so one thing I hate is ego tripping. Not about the ego. It's not about us all the time. Sometimes it's about the mission. It's bigger than us. And I just think that that was just a great message from poetess Nikki Giovanni. All right, I want to keep things going. I want you guys to be crunk. So DJ Min has left us with some beautiful music. Let's see if I can get us to that music. That would be so wonderful, fabulous. Until I get me someone who can be a little bit, when I get DJ Min back later on in the hour, we'll be able to figure out what's going on here on the switchboard, and you won't have to listen to me try to be DJ Holiday. Because right now, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. But I'm going to find it. I am definitely going to find it. Maybe she put it under Mim. Let's check, shall we? We have a very large library here at WDMV Radio, so if you listen to jazz, that's Tuesdays. Tuesday nights, you can just put us on while you're Facebook or you're Twittering or working. You're actually doing something productive with your life, you know? Because I know I'm a Facebook addict, but there comes a time when you've got to pause and do your work. And this is great music. It's not distracting and very soothing. And most of them are local artists in the DMV area, so it's a beautiful thing. You'd be supporting them just by listening. Please do check it out Tuesdays. Monday's a Patron show. I see it Monday. You got to meet DJ Patron, right, Lindsay?
I have not yet.
Okay, well, DJ Patron has a hip-hop show on Mondays, and he plays a little R&B, too. You can call in. He's real cool. He might play the song that you love. And if you don't have it, he'll get it and play it for you. So, ladies, if you want to have a good time, make sure you check him out on Mondays at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time right here on WDMV Radio. You don't have to go far. We also have house music. I don't know how many of you are into house, but I love house music. And that's with DJ Mr. Charles. He's like international, So it's house music from Africa and house music from various places in the world. I think somebody was from Netherlands. I was trying to look at everything, but it was his library's pretty big, and it's a great show, and it comes on twice. Serves two different time zones, so please make sure you check that out. That's Thursday and Saturdays, I do believe. All right, so I can't find the music, so guess what? We're going to go to poetry. We'll just play some poetry. I have no idea. She did a really good job tucking that away somewhere, and it's probably something I asked her to do, and I just forgot. It was a long time ago. Let's see. All right, so we have quite a... What'd you say, Lynn?
Oh, nothing at all.
No, I didn't even hear you, honey. I was like rapping and rapping. What'd you say there?
I didn't say anything. Carry on.
Okay, I see what you're doing. I see. I'm looking at your work over here, Lindsay. Look at you getting it in. Y'all have no idea the behind-the-scenes action that we're having right now is our second show back on the air. We're going to get it all together for you. For those people that just called in, just to listen, thank you. Thank you for listening. I don't know what you're listening to. I don't know what I'm going to be talking about. I can't guarantee you that you will leave the way you came. But I will say that we are going to have a lot of fun tonight. So make sure you stay for the second hour, because the second hour, all the poets come out. I don't know where they come from. Sometimes this hour is like three people. And then suddenly at 9 o'clock, where did all of these people come from? So somebody said poetry. Somebody said open mic. And bam, it's 9 o'clock at night. Sunday night. Everybody's getting ready to either teach or whatever job that they have. Most poets that I know these days are in education or in finance or something like that. Something totally different than the scene that we actually dwell in on our off time. But some poets, and I want to congratulate them, have found a way to just completely live off of poetry. I mean, they keep busy. It is a full-time job for them, and they don't play around. They manage themselves. They go to shows. They have to be responsible business people and make deals all day, holding it down, strictly off of performing and doing what they were born to do, what they love. Love it. Isn't that beautiful? Let's see, quiet, so I don't know when I'm speaking to myself until Lindsay doesn't respond, so some of y'all have to forgive me, she's screening people, and such and so forth and so on, right, Lindsay?
I am, I'm back, mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Wicked. All right, I'm going to do the other poem, okay? I'm just doing this, these are my versions of erotica. That's what I'm saying. And I would love for someone to call in and spit a pornetry poem. You know, just words that are just, you might as well flick in a porn. It's so detailed, breaks everything down. And it's just, it's a to me, pornetry. It's more porn than anything. That's my opinion. And, you know, like I said, your opinion is welcome. I'd love to hear the other side. I'd love to walk away feeling a little bit different about it. Trust me, because I hear it a lot these days. So this is called Swan Song. I don't know, I can't speak for every woman, but I do believe that a lot of you may be able to relate a little bit, like where I was coming from here. A decade ago, you just got out. You were filled with ambition, focused on your mission. Spoke to me openly as though I was your living diary. I cherish those words that you shared with me because you opened my eyes to the woman that I hope to be. We never did define what we had now, did we? We were just glad to be in the vicinity of each other's reality and telling you that the sex was great. That would be so underrated. Because you and I both know that it was far worse than X-rated. We spend the bulk of our time butt naked, never in the bedroom. That was overrated. We used the perishables in the fridge and covered important parts and licked off every smidge, and the eating didn't end when the food was gone, because we only came up for air to hit the bong. You stood before me with nothing on, just you and all your glory. Caramel skin, sexy slick after in, after five shadowing on the frame that was spinning, bow-legged. You were a sight to see. Damn, it looked like your dick could reach your knees. And I couldn't help staring or wondering if you were caring how much I worshipped your being, not just for the way that you grabbed me, firmly gripped my hips and stroked me, deep stroked me, slowly, licking and sucking all my lips, yes, all of them, and I came until I had no feeling. Only enticing my inner raunchy slut, because I'd stay on my knees and lick and suck until my mouth was filled with your...
Wow.
And when I bent over to zip up my boots that were black, you would grab your Johnson and tell me to stay just like that. And even if I was late, my panties would drop to the ground and up against the door. Standing up, we'd go another round. We were so good together. But that didn't last forever. Someone changed the record, and it was you and her, and I ain't mad at her if she makes you happier. It's just, as a matter of fact, that I encourage you to marry her. She was carrying your little one, so this ride had to be done, right? Still wishing we could turn back the clock, and instead I'd yell out, stop, so that it could have been me, the one you married, the one to carry not just your child, but every tear and every doubt and every fear and all those lonely nights. I'd carry those too. I'd be the one to wipe your ass if you ever lost the ability to. You see, I love you like I love myself. Not because of your whip, your status, or your wealth. I was into the very purpose and meaning of you. And all you had to do was call, because I loved you flaws and all, and even though you didn't ask. You know, I do. Because you motivate me, awaken a sense of can-do in me. And I just can't find any wrong in you and me. And I tried to move on, but your memory wouldn't let me. So no matter who he was or... he just wasn't my baby. And I know what we had was history. I just had to let you know how much you meant to me. So it's like storytelling, but like it's raunchy.
Woo!
But not too raunchy. Just enough where I can let you know that it was as physical as it was spiritual. Right?
Oh, indeed.
Okay, I'm working here. All right, so you're listening to On the Soapbox with Mina Holiday, and right now I'm joined by Lindsay, who is like the most supportive non-poet in the world. I mean, she's like, I mean, I don't know if you write or whatever, dare share, but
absolutely,
you keep it around such raps. You're just around so many. You were, I think you have more poet friends than I do. I think you beat me. You have a list, quite a list. So she's a part of our community and always helping to promote poetry, always a big support in the poetry scene. So, you know, you have to appreciate that. That is something, as a, from all poets, I would say this, Lindsay. If they never say it to your face, they all feel it. You know what I mean? Thank you so much from the bottom of our heart.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you.
What we have going on? We have One Love listening in. Keisha just listening in.
Just listening in.
Quinn Austin was just listening in. He's a director and producer of the play The N-Word. And they just opened on Friday. So if you missed the show, it's all right. Guess what? Next weekend, you get to... see it for 3 days in a row, I believe it is, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I think Monday, too. I don't know, but I will give you the exact information in just a minute. If you go to the nwordplay.com, you should be able to get there. It's just the N, the, no, 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 the, I'm sorry. Let me get this right, Lindsay. Help me out here. It's N-word play, the letter nwordplay.com. If you go there, you'll be able to get, yes, if you go there, you'll be able to get some information. I may or may not have made that logo. If you liked it, I made it.
Wow, okay.
If you liked it, if you liked the logo there, I was the author of that logo. If you didn't, somebody, you know, keeps jumping in my laptop and, you know, making logos and stuff and giving them to my clients. So it's their fault.
Okay.
Poetic Works LLC Express, that's a long name, but I'm going to tell you who they are. I think that is One Love.
Okay.
But I'll find out. I think it's Bad Boy One, and I think his name is D.L. Davis, but I don't know for sure, 100% sure, so I'm sure I'll be corrected here shortly. And Firestorm says, I can't help you with the Hornetry deal.
Right.
Okay. And that's what we're talking about this hour, so feel free to chime in on the soapbox, any of you. Don't be shy. I see some of you have told Lindsay you just want to chill out and listen and stuff, but, you know, don't be shy. I promise you I'll be gentle. So Lindsay's like, mm-hmm.
Leaves you out of that life, yeah.
So I think right now, you know, it would be great to figure out when DJ Mem is coming in. I'll give some more shout-outs. Bro Hammond is in the building, Brother Hammond. He's hopefully going to call in. If you need that call-in number, let me give that to you real quick. If you're just trying to call into the show to listen or you would like to possibly get on the mic at 9 o'clock, the phone number is 646-378-0763. You can go ahead and lock that in your cell phones now because that number is not going to change. And it'll always be where you'll always hear us, 8 o'clock, until the season's over, October 30th. So that's our final show. We're going to do a special 9/11 show on 9/11. We're only having poems and all of our conversation will be geared in remembrance of that day. I don't know why I picked now, but I think it's because it's 10 years and I remember where I was and I just want to talk to people about where you were during 9/11. So please mark your calendars because this year 9/11 falls on Sunday, which is we got to put 9/11 on the soapbox. Why not? Make sure that you tune in 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on WDMV Radio, The Indie Story. I want to give a big shout-out because DJ Fitron did make his way in the building. And
he
is
said,
definitely...
put him on the mic. Put him on the mic.
Is he on?
No.
Oh, well, tell him, nigga, call your aunt. Don't you just love internet radio? Like, I would have been, that would have been my job.
Right.
That would have been my job. Uh-oh. I'm going to be like the Nine Lives host. So that number again is 646-378-0763. Call in. Come just to talk to me. You know, call in just to talk to me. Say hello to me. You want to spit some poetry? That starts at 9 p.m., baby, since I was rhyming. Our Yerby just got in the building. You know, we got to give a shout-out. Bad Boy 1 and Bad Boy 2 are in the building, which means the Bad Boy Kitchen is in the building. And they just got through doing their show. They have a show right here on Blog Talk Radio as well. All right, DJ Patron, I got you. I'm going to call you. We're going to bring somebody special to the mic in a few minutes and let him just do his thing, crip walk all over it. I don't know, but he's going to do his thing. but Bad Boy Kitchen, I gotta tell everybody about Bad Boy Kitchen. Have you had a chance to go, Lindsay?
No, I have not.
Okay, so we're all going to go next week because we got to support our brothers. You know what I mean? We got to all go. It comes on 2 hours before my show. And we're back to back. So, you know, I don't really get to go often. They even featured me, and I think you were there, Lindsay. It was just a while ago. And you know, I don't go back, and it's terrible because I'm so, what is this, self-absorbed, ADD. I mean, my list is really long. I got a lot of reasons and excuses. So if you got all day, I got a lot of excuses. But I will say this, I'm not going to let that be an excuse next week. We're going to try to get as many people to come out, and especially Soapbox family, please come out. We got to show some love. And, you know, call into the mic because, you know, they have a lot of fun in there. It's a lot of fun. And I think one of the hosts, Bad Boy 2, actually broadcast from Germany. So he's in a different time zone, waking up for this and getting on our schedule or whatever. So please show love. Make sure you check
them out. Is that Sunday 6 to 8?
6 to 8. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, they're talking in the chat room, so we'll see what they have to say. Let's call a special somebody. We got to call. Hold on a moment. I'm gonna do the boop 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 boop. Hold on. Hold on, bear with me, everyone. Please pardon the silence while we make this phone call. I'm a little rusty here. I've only been back on the air. This is my second show, and let me tell you, it is not a cakewalk back here when you have not done this in a while. Hold on. Let's see what happens here. Uh-oh. I think we're cooking with gas. I think I just made a phone call. We need an applause button. I think we have one. I just can't find it.
Oh, wow.
How is he going to say, call me, and then don't answer his phone? I just want you guys to know we are actually calling. Hello? Hello? Okay, so we'll go ahead and try that again one last time. Oh, he says, can you sing while waiting?
Yo, yo.
Okay. Yo, I mean, yeah. You got me looking crazy over here. You know I'm rusty behind the switchboard, son.
Hey, son, you better, you know what I'm saying, shake that rust off. You know what I'm saying? The first time, though, you called. That was my bad. Phone wouldn't pick up for some reason. You dig? But, you know what I'm saying? I heard you talking, wait a minute, sorry for the silence. I'm like, oh, man. You know what I mean? You got this sound. You know you're supposed to be in the lab, you know what I'm saying, busting everything up. Slipping off there, shout.
I'm so rusty. It's been a long time. I'm so happy to be back, though. I'm going to get this together.
Hey,
you going to spit some poetry?
No, I don't think they're ready for me today. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
I had that Patron in my system. I don't know. I think, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, you know what I mean? They heard your joint. They was excited. My joint right there, they might be like, man, you like a, see, you was more like Playboy. I would be more like Hustler. You know what I'm saying? My stuff might be a little bit racy for you, you know? So we're going to hold tight till you get back inside it for a minute. Yeah, we gonna hold back, because I'm not as refined as you, you know what I'm saying? I'm like more like street corner poetry. You more like Lincoln Theater poetry.
not inside Lincoln Theater, ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
outside of Lincoln Theater, the best
saying,
stage
like
in the building.
This. Yeah, so, yeah. You know, we're gonna hold back.
Hey,
wait for you. What's up?
Well, you do something, and I know that you spent a lot of your adult life in the radio business, and so you're not new to this, but you have a show, and, you know, I think you should tell people about what you do on Mondays.
Well, you know, what I do is really just get on there and cuss a lot and play a lot of music that you won't hear on the radio, man. So, you know, it's not, like I say, man, it's real raw and uncut, man. It's Petron show, Monday Madness, and it's really a mad show, man. We don't have no format. Follow no rules. We just do whatever we feel like it, how we feel like it. And if you like it, you like it. And if you don't, then you don't. So, you know, I don't get on the air to please anybody, but just to, you know, put some stuff out there. So, you know, all these nice, good poets you got listening, you know, if y'all got some friends and family that, you know, like a show it's not for the weak or for the meek, man, tell them to tune in on Mondays, the 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Other than that, man, don't let your kids listen. Don't let your grandma listen. Unless your grandma smoking cigars and kicking back, you know what I'm saying, cognac and late time one, get some, you know, extra in the sense she love hip hop. But this is straight hip hop, straight, uncut, uncensored, raw. So, you know, that's what we do on Mondays, man. You know what I'm talking about? If you know, you might be a little nervous, you know, you can go back into the archives and listen to some of my old shows, man, and see if that's something that you might want. You know, go take your computer somewhere, though, when there's nowhere around. Somebody around, so when you blush or something, you know what I'm saying, you won't be embarrassed. So, yeah, that's what we do on Mondays. Monday, after this Sunday show, everything is just, you know what I'm saying, so well put together, and everything is like, you know, Mina does her thing. I might not even talk. You know what I mean? When you listen to my show, I might not talk. You know what I'm saying? Or I might talk for an hour. So you never know what you're going to get when you listen to that P-Tron show, man. That's P-Tron. So, you know what I mean? Not P-Tron, not P-Ron, but it's P-Tron. It's Patron without the A, P-Tron. Because we do a lot of drinking Patron on that show, man. If you come to the studio, you know what I'm saying? I'll pour you a glass, man. You know what I'm saying? We sit back, drink Patron, you know what I'm saying? And keep it cracking. So, that's what we do. But I'm going to go ahead. I guess I'm going to step down off my soapbox. I've been running my mouth and talking the whole time. But, you know,
I think everybody's feeling the same way we are, cracking up.
Yeah, you hang with a microphone. When I grab the mic, I'm loving it.
Take it. Get on the soapbox. I love to see people on their soapbox. You have something to say? Get on your soapbox. Let me hear it.
Yeah, we know.
Yes, and he's not lying. I have Skyped while he's done the show. He's sipping all the way through to the end. Might finish the bottle on your ass.
Yeah.
But he's definitely having a good time in the studio, playing some music, enjoying his Patron. Some people just like their tequila. Right now in the studio, that's the drink of our choice right now. We're having the DJ Petron honorary drink right now. So anyway, what I'm saying is I want everybody to check out the show. And I couldn't have said it better than he did, so about how much fun it is to just sit back, relax, and there's no format, and it really isn't. We talk about whatever. I've called in a couple of times. I mean, I know I work here, but I'm a fan of the show. So, yeah, I haven't been in a while, so let's all check that out. So we're going to support some people this weekend, and definitely please support WDMV Radio. We want to be the best as far as, you know, how we can hold it down for this area. I think that there are a lot of above-ground stations, but I think that we really truly deal with local artists here in the DMV, and they're not signed by major labels quite yet, but they do have the talent. You have a few new artists, right? Petron?
He's probably gone.
Oh, shoot. Oh, shucks. But anyway, he does have some artists that, you know, he finds that are local and everything. So definitely local artists you can, you know, cross over. You can get there a lot faster when you make sure you're out there and you're participating. Sending your music to shows like this, we do want your music. Let me give you the email address if you're listening and you have something hot smoking. And you're like, no, this needs to be on the soapbox. Well, send that over to me. And I will definitely play it if it's hot. notice the operative, if it's hot. So don't send me anything that you did not take to the studio and have it mixed down. Don't send me just all of the curse words, you know. I'd like it to be deep, conscious. I like it to be, I want you to have a message. I want you to be the person that is a part of what we stand for, which is deprogramming. And hopefully that's what you're doing through your art, and that's what I look through. So if you don't see your music being played, it just doesn't fit that. So I don't want anybody to be offended. If you want to get your music in, just know that our whole thing is we want to deprogram. We don't want you thinking the way you're thinking, because if it was working, things would be so much better. So sometimes we reach out for what we need to reach in for. You know what I mean? It's already in you. Love, success, everything you're meant to be is already in you. You don't reach out for that. You reach in for it. And so that, I think, is my definition of what I meant by deprogram. Anyway, I just went off on my soapbox, didn't I?
You did. Come on back.
Hey, I'm back. We have people in the chat room. Does anybody want to talk, or is everybody just listening? Oh, that's Serdrina, a.k.a. Michaela. That's Team Soapbox right there.
Yes.
We have Lindsay, Michaela. We have a couple. One Love is still checking us out over there, and the chat room is, come on, it's jumping in there. You got to come in the chat room. It's a couple of people holding it down. Right now in the building, let's see, I didn't call out some people because they weren't in here a few minutes ago. All right, so we have in the building, and I want to welcome Keisha Pollard. Hopefully she'll be calling into the show. I would love to hear your voice. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Want the number? I'll give it to you in just a moment. We have Lady Delia. Oh, I'm sorry, Delia. Lady Delia. And she's in the building. We go back. One Term. Oh, my God, I had an opportunity to work with him when I went to the poetry festival. Hopefully he'll call in. Awesome poet. Poetic Jay Harris says she's on hold. I guess she wants to come on. We are going to open up the mic. Hoping that she wants to call in to spit, but I'm hoping also that if you guys want to speak up on hornetry versus poetry or erotic poetry, I'm sorry. Brother Hammond says, hello, Mina. And I'm saying, hello, Brother Hammond. How are you doing? It's lovely to have you on the show. Hopefully you'll call in. Lindsay put the number up in the chat room, so if you're reading it, look up there. It says call in 646-378-0763. One more time, slower. 646. No, I'm just kidding. 646-378-0763. Okay, DJ Patron is still in the building. DJ Patron is still in the building. So if you guys are in the chat room right now, we are definitely going to get this hour going. I cannot wait to hear all the artists. You need to call in now so you can get on the list. We're still looking for caller number 10. It could be you. Call in 646-378-0763. I'm going to have to make a poem with the number.
Poetic Jay.
7779311. We can do something. I'm sorry, I would never sing again on the air. I said I wouldn't ever do that to anybody, but sometimes
I. Thank you.
I digress. I can't guarantee it won't happen again, but I will say I will make an effort.
You ready for Poetic Jay?
I am so ready for Poetic Jay. Poetic Jay, you're on the soapbox with Mina Holiday. Go ahead.
Hello. Hello, hello.
Hi, baby. You're on the soapbox. Welcome back on the soapbox. I can say that now.
Oh, thank you so much. It's good to be back. Good to hear you guys back on Blog Talk Radio. I am enjoying the show. I'm enjoying the subject. Porn is dear to my heart. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Hey, and enjoy yourself on the soapbox. Say whatever you want to say. So what's on your mind? How do you feel? How do you feel about, did you want to make a comment, or were you ready for the open mic? Where are we at?
Well, my comment's in my poem that I'm going to share tonight. So we're a little early, but
if it's related to the topic, go.
You want me to spit the poem?
Oh, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Poetic J. Harris, and she goes by the poetic name what? What do we call you? Do we say all of that, or do you have a name that you want to be known as?
Just Jacqueline Harris.
Jacqueline Harris.
Harris is my name.
Okay, ladies. And that's just between you and me right now. You and I, if you're speaking proper English. Okay? Nobody else. I won't tell anybody else what your name is going to be referred to as. Okay? I won't tell anybody. So
okay.
Jacqueline Harris is about to perform a piece which is called
Playing Prometheus.
Say it one more time.
Playing Prometheus.
Playing Prometheus. Googling now, and you go ahead.
All right. Some of you may agree with this. Some may not. Chances are, all of you will applaud anyway. My definition of poetry is simply words that bring light to the dead. You see, there are too many people that get this shit twisted and think that it's cute to play Prometheus. And like a moth, they dangle wistfully by the flame, get too close and are consumed. Fuck them. They don't know shit anyway. They don't realize that poetry is only as worth as much as the poet thinks of themselves. It's that personal. At the end of the day, a poet may appreciate his or her audience, but when he or she spits a poem, they shouldn't really give a shit if you don't like or get it. Do you think it takes intelligence to do this? It doesn't. Not really. But you applaud them anyway. For example, if a poet has ass on the brain 24/7, he or she is going to write about booty all the time. He or she is going to spit shit they would never ever do to any living being. I guarantee that as the next poet speaks, no person in the history of the world is having better sex than what you are imagining right now while he's speaking fantasy into your head. And the joke is you've been mind-fucked, and you applaud him for it, or her. And then there are the pseudo-revolutionary dissidents among you who may think that spoken word is about community and power to the people, and that's really fucking cute. You sell your books along with Chinese oils with African labels, and you want your audience to believe that you are highly enlightened and civilized. You want your audience to believe that you are the resurrection of the last poets, Haile Selassie, Bob Marley, Jesus Christ, etc., themselves, and that the final "We Shall Overcome" solution is written in every book and CD you sell. Well, I can find a morsel of nourishment in a pile of dung if I look hard enough, can't I? Look, I can't argue with you if you've already sold the argument to yourself. I'm just saying, it's dangerous to play Prometheus. There is nothing worse than when a man or woman's word contradicts their own life. Frankly, it sucks. It makes the poet as dead as the audience they're pretending to bring light to. And so we have the dead leading the dead in a circle that leads to nowhere, mindlessly sifting through refuse for tiny morsels of nourishment. Don't get this shit twisted. This poem is a warning. I used to play Prometheus. I got burnt. I don't want to play anymore. I hope you've all learned from my story. Now, applaud.
Oh, my.
Lord, have mercy.
Oh, God damn it.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Huh?
Okay.
Anybody out there confused? Are you confused? Do you feel like you're a little dizzy out there? Did you get dizzy just listening to the words, how they were just flowing and stuff and just telling the truth? And you felt that shit. That was like, bam, slack. If you were guilty, all of you are down right now. Every last one of you. We're all down. If you find anything in her words, you already know you've been caught red-handed. And I love poems like this because they're not just poems. it's like a, it's more about the message. And if you miss it, then you miss the whole thing. You've got to get the message. And you, oh my gosh, we're so
Thank
honored
you.
To have you on the soapbox. Yes, absolutely.
You
have fans. The room is kind of like
wow.
I'm checking the chat. A lot of them.
They're like they're going nuts.
We got a standing ovation. Fire. I mean, I never get those. I don't get those. So I'm really jealous right now because I've been doing this for years. So you are really, you really made an impact here today. And I think that your poetry is something that we need to be listening for. So if you want to find out how you can hear more Poetic Jay, well, you know you can find her here on the Soapbox. We're so lucky and fortunate. But at the same time, you can find her wherever she is and wherever part of the world or realm that she is. Do you do music or is it just strictly spoken word or do you not even do this? I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I do simply spoken word and, well, I don't consider myself a spoken word artist. I'm a performance poet.
Okay.
Someone broke down that difference between spoken word artists and just simple poets, and I don't consider myself an activist or anything. I just like to entertain. So.
I think that you are definitely what spoken word artist was before it got raped a little bit, the name. But that's just how I feel. I think that what it was intended for was just that, because you still are a spoken word artist. You're an artist of words. You know what I mean? You can do that. It's definitely art, what you just did to us. So it was intended to be something, and then I also, you know, you start to learn. And I just want everybody to know this because I get a lot of people coming to me because I'm this liaison between the poetry world and, I don't know, purgatory somewhere. I don't know, whatever it is. But I'm here in the middle so I can see poetry from the outside looking in and be a part of it too. But I want to make sure that poetry ultimately one day, I don't care if I do it or anyone else does it, I want to support you if you're doing this. But I would like to see poetry as its own genre. Like, poets are so underappreciated. Seriously. I mean, it's just not, once you experience it, like right now, you just made some fans out there. You definitely made one of me. So it's like when you have these fans and you are trying to, like, just be yourself every day, and that's the struggle that you have, is to always stay grounded and always stay yourself and stay you. But these people come in and they just absolutely adore you. Why did they do that? You just said something that triggered something real in them. They understood where you're feeling, all the emotion and everything. So poetry needs to be protected. It needs to be protected in this way. Not in a, I'm going to get some guns. We're not going to get thugged out with poetry here. We are definitely going to have to protect it, though. We have to stand here and know that we are standing as one. We're all poets. We'd like to see this industry do treat us better. You know, there should be something. I don't know, but we couch surfed a lot.
Nina, we got one love on the mic.
Oh, I'd love to have one love on the mic.
Ready?
Hold on just a second. I didn't get your contact information, Jacqueline Harris.
Find me Poetic J. Harris on Twitter.com. My book, Random Acts of Verse, just came out on Amazon.com. You can purchase it there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always on Facebook, www.facebook.com/ Rage for Life.
Rage for Life.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you heard it here, and we're going to keep it going on the mic. Are you going to come back and spit something else for us?
I would love
for you to.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, sorry. Contain myself. All right. Lindsay, can you, yeah. We need somebody to come here and just break up all this love, okay? Come on and put some masculine male energy up in this joint. Let's see. It looks like Lindsay has one love. from the Bad Boy Kitchen. He is Bad Boy 1. You're going to have to figure it out. I tried to make fun of them. I called them Thing 1 and Thing 2. It did not fly. They were not having it. You are not about to mess up our names like that with that whole Dr. Seuss shit. What you're going to do is call us One Love and or, you know, R. Yerby or Bad Boy 1 or Bad Boy 2. So you have to pick one of the four. We're okay with any of those. And they did it so lovingly and so gently, but I got it. And once you get to know these characters, and I call them characters because when they go in the kitchen, it's like they take off everything. And, I mean, I think it's them, like, if you were to go and chill with them in their kitchen for real. That's how it feels in the Bad Boy Kitchen. So make sure you go each and every Sunday right with us, like right before us. Yeah, there's them. And they're crazy, and they'll get you ready. I'll bring you, you know, I'll calm you down. They're going to bring you all the way up. All right, here we go. One Love, I'm sorry. I wasn't done. I was going to keep going, but I have to stop because we are impeding on the open mic, so I have to stop so I can talk to you. What's up, baby? Thank you for calling in.
Absolutely. I was busy last week. I believe that was your first show last week. But here I is. My pleasure. Right. It's great to hear you back. Big up to the whole Soapbox team. That's what's up. as you were just talking to Miss Jay right there, who, like, turned the mirror on a lot of people, they were like, oh, no, not why are you putting my business out like that? I was going back and forth between, you know, which these pieces should I do? But when you mentioned that we should protect, that poetry should be its own genre, and we should protect it, I want to read y'all my contribution to, you know, getting poetry on your local radio stations. You know, like you can turn on to hear hip-hop anywhere. I want you to turn on and listen to poetry just as easily.
I would love that. Oh, my God, that would be heaven for me. I would. I need some wings next so I can fly around. That would be it. I would want to fly naked with a harp and just be like, oh, yes, poetry, finally. Slow it down for a second and say something with substance, anything. Just stop and make us think, like what Ms. Jacqueline just did to us. Just like stop everybody, wherever you are in the world, and just you're going to take a pause just for a second. Pause. And listen to what I have to say. Something in there, something in that arsonage is going to get you. And there are so many poets like that, but not, I mean, I'm talking about in small circles. I'll find one or two, you know, that really, really want to make that impact enough to just say, be honest, completely say, just like it is, not really care if you're going to offend 90% of the people listening to you. But you know what you're saying is true, and you know that it's better for them to like you for who you are anyway.
Yeah.
Then, and I don't know how it goes, but, you know, then them to like you for who you think you are. You know what I mean? Who you are is what, who you are. Let's be proud of that. And I love that. So anyway, you were saying, man, we have, you want to spit that poem, and you know what? You can just open up the open mic. Why don't we do that?
Hey, don't
okay,
do
so let me tell everybody. Do you know, I mean, have you listened to the show before? Do you know the rules? Do you know everything? Because you can give the rules. Like, that's the new thing.
Well,
I just made it up because that's what I do. I make things up on the robot. And I just made up a new thing, right? And this is what you have to do. If you open up the show, you have to tell everybody what the rules are for the show. And you have to know those rules, and you cannot secretly IM Lindsay and ask her for the rules and cheat. And Lindsay, if she wants to keep her job, will not give them the information that they are asking for because they are just so freaking cool. So, no, please know the rules, and I'll give them, if you don't know them.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because I'm like, yeah, go ahead, give them. Please do the honors just one time. I'm going to take notes.
I'll give you a break. I won't be that much of a Nazi. I will not off your head on this first one. Okay, but I cannot make any guarantees beyond this one. So I want you to listen closely. This will be the most replayed episode. It should be. All right. We have some rules, and there are only three. You are limited to 5 minutes per turn only. So your mic will be muted after 5 minutes. Time yourself. Practice. Because it's not good when we stop you. We might let you, if I'm feeling you and I feel like you dropped me all the way off and I have to hear that last little bit, I might say, guess what? You get your chance to finish your piece because I was stuck. And I have to hear the end. But if not, you know, some things just don't hit me. But you know what? It's okay. It's the only place that I have a voice. As loud as this one. So I'm going to exercise it and be like, no, I'm not going to hear the rest. That's rule number one. Rule number two, you must be in a quiet place. You only have 5 minutes. Can you just put the kid a thing over the mouth? I don't know. What do you do with children? I need to have some kids so I can be more sensitive to this. Nobody lets me babysit anymore because I sound like I really mean it, like I might duct tape their mouth or something so I can do all the talking. I think they really believe that I would do that. You must be in a quiet place. You are not censored. However, you must be respectful to our guests and our staff. I will throw myself in there with staff somewhere. So, but you can go ahead. I think you should bring it if you want to disrespect me. It's okay. Come on, bring it. Yeah, that was me. And I did the little foot shuffle when I did that. And I'd like... did a right and a left jab and an uppercut, and I ducked, like I ducked your blow, like that. That's what I was doing when I said that. So, all right, going back to our rules, that was the last rule. Just please be respectful. You can say whatever you want to say. We can have peaceful disagreements. We don't have to agree with each other, but I don't want anybody to lie about what they really feel on this show. Just be honest. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, that's what this world is lacking, and you're responsible for your part in it, and that soundtrack of life. So that's how you open the show. Just talk about something real quick. You got like 5 minutes. Open the show up, give the rules, and say hello to everybody, give your shout-outs and everything, and then open the show and roll out. And anybody else who calls in first to open up the mic, if you happen to call at 9 o'clock, we'll go ahead and just hand you the mic when you do this. You handle it. So, one love. You got it?
I got it.
I hope everybody at home got it.
Got it.
The phone number that you call in to get it is 646-378-0763. It's going on. The open mic is now. So, get on your soapbox.
All right. Appreciate the airtime. One Love, a.k.a. Bad Boy Number One, represented Expressions Radio Show, the Bad Boy's Kitchen. And my brother right there, he did it in the chat room, R.U.B., a.k.a. Bad Boy Number Two, the Quiet Pen, yeah, the Samurai. Yeah, we bad like that. This is my contribution. To, you know what, I want to hear some dang on poetry on the radio. I'm tired of all. Okay, be honest. 99% of the stuff that's on non-jazz radio show is crap, in my opinion. The majority of hip-hop, in my opinion, sucks. And I'm disgusted. What? How the hell can that even pass mustard and people is chicken and jiving to it? So, I really don't care that that is on, but if poetry was on the radio, then I wouldn't have to, you know, I wouldn't have to bother even accidentally listening to that mess. So I just stick to my jazz radio station. All right. And here we go. I'm hungry, y'all. I know it don't look like I've ever missed a meal, but my soul starving. I'm on the brink of death by starvation. See, when I turn on the radio station, I don't hear anything good for me. Where's the poetry? I'm weak. See, my body can't take too much more of this
pissed the radio is force feeding me, shoving down my throat and intravenously. It's like prison food, cruel and inedible. Inevitably, hell, I'm going to end up in the hospital on life support, just one beat away from flatline. Doctor, doctor, what's wrong with my baby? Well, ma'am, we ran all of the tests, and we were very thorough. Well, what's the diagnosis? It's the radio. See, I want to tune in to hear how Rudy Francisco fell first face in love. I want to go beyond the stage with Eric Moore. When I turn on the radio, I want a choice between Quiet Storm and Quiet Pen. I want to hear E. Michelle Paul tell our sisters, yes, girl, even you. Ladies, you're beautiful on the inside, too. That's more important than your outer shell, so fuck what the media tells you. I'm hungry, and my soul is starving. I don't care you can make it rain, man. I don't want to hear about the thickness of your damn chain. And I could care less what game you claim. I do not want to hear another sister called a bitch. See, that shit makes me sick to my stomach. It's like diarrhea. It runs right through me. No substance to sustain my attention span. And it's killing me. Where's the poetry? And that damn auto-tune. Hey, yo, G, why do you allow me to hear chipmunks on my radio? What did I ever do to you? Is this payback for something I did as a kid? Whatever it is, I'm sorry. It's like being on a bad vacation. Hell, I'd rather listen to the white noise between stations. Don't be surprised when you see me on late night TV. Big eyes, flies buzzing around my face. No shirt, bare feet, just skin and bones. No meat. Hello. I want you to meet little Timmy. We found him roaming aimlessly. Once the life of the party, and now, well, look at him. Doctors say his health is deteriorating at an alarming rate. Please. Help little Timmy and other children like him to receive the proper nutrients, a basic, balanced meal that everyone needs. And little Timmy wants to speak. Help, please. It does not cost a lot. Only some damn poetry. One love.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
You just, okay. All right. You just smacked the rest of the people that was missed on that first blow. Yeah.
Appreciate
pretty
that.
Pretty much. That covers everybody. Thank you for listening to our show today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. All right.
Shut
thank
it down.
You, thank
we
you.
Just shut it. Yeah, just, the show was just shut down. Oh, man. Okay, so thank you for calling in and really appreciating the words and the energy that you bring into this industry, you know what I mean? This big, wonderful, thick industry of...
It is.
I just wanted to say thick because you said thick chain, so... thick industry, you know what I'm saying? That thick, like a chain, like a... Yeah, anyway, Mr. T chain thick, you know what I mean? But I just want everybody to know that however you bring it today, just bring it. Because the people that have opened this mic today and that have spit today, I'm going to add myself. I'm so honored to share the mic with you all. So anyway, I just wanted, you have to listen to me. Sorry, I'm opening it up. You got to listen to me to get to them. And it was beautiful. But, you know, what you're doing and you're contributing is very vital to the life, the livelihood of what we share. And it's an industry for so many people. And there are so many closet poets out there. Do you know how many people just sit at home and just write boundlessly? And
yes.
They never share it. they just sit there and look at, you're listening right now, and you have that notebook. I'm shaking my head at you. My arms are folded. I kind of rolled my left eye because I didn't want you to see it really, but I have a disappointed look on my face, like, please share something that may help someone else. If you can't help yourself with your poetry, it usually happens after you help someone else with it. That's what happened to me. My poetry didn't start really healing for me until I helped somebody else heal through my words. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to take responsibility for their healing. They made a decision based on how they were inspired to want to heal again and want to do things that they needed to do to be better people or whatever. And that's an honor. You don't get to feel that. And a huge responsibility isn't on there. So it's kind of like you have to step out of your shells, ladies and gentlemen. And it's the same for everybody. Some people listening right now would never write. They know that they're looking at you, too, with me. They're like, yeah, what she said. Because they're not writers like that. But some of you have boundless notebooks. Please share your poetry one day. Just share it. Read it. Don't worry about memorizing it at first, you know, but if you find that this is your calling, then you need to do that. You don't have the work ethic. Memorize your poems. We have to do it, no matter how busy we are. Get up on stage and let people feel you versus you just giving them words. But these words have life. And if these words have life, then you have to live it on that stage and it's help everybody else live it, right? Is that how we do it, One Love?
Absolutely. I've had that. That's how we do it. And it pinches my skin nerves. Yeah, that. When I hear people, I've heard it, they tell me, I just can't do the stage. That's not who I am. And then you can't argue with who a person is. So can you please write a book and pass it around? You know, see, these are just too personal. I can't put a part of me out like that. I just write for me. And then I have to bite my teeth, you know, grit my teeth and bite my tongue. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you know these contain lives, though, right? You know this.
Yeah. Poetry saved my life. DJ Patron could help me get somebody to do that. I want to do like a, you know, like how you do parodies or whatever. I want to do one instead of a DJ save my life. I want to do like poetry save my life like that. And I wanted to do like some fun stuff that include, you know, poets. I mean, DJ/poets, you know what I'm saying? That they're poets and they like to DJ shows where poetry is featured. Because they have fun with it, because they really feel the words and everything, and they get to be a part of the show.
Brother Janine,
and so,
yes.
Would love, yeah, we would love to have those DJs step up. Please send me an email.
Ooh.
Cool. Please do send me an email at ninaholiday@gmail.com. Nina Holiday. And if you don't know how to spell my name, you know what? You don't get to be a part of this. How about that? You don't know how to spell my name. You're going to have to get with the Google. Because even if I spell it, you hear holiday, you're going to spell it wrong. Most of you call me Nina because I don't know how to separate my N's and M's, so I am everything but my name. So please Google it. Ask somebody. It's supposed to be. I'm going to spell it phonetically just one time. I'll do this, okay? M-I, and that's Mike, India, November, Alpha. My last name is Holiday, but it looks like Holla Day. So it's Holladay. So if you're listening at home and you would like to be, like, you know, in on this and you think you can, you know, work with us in this way, like share a little piece of yourself. If you're a DJ who likes to, you know, you're /poet or whatever, send anything to that email address that you have, any information, any questions, and I'll respond to you there. So that's ninaholiday@gmail.com. Did it. Done. Anybody else want to spit something on the mic? I see some hands up.
I've got our caller number 10. If you're ready.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, he was just listening, and this is Rick out of Atlanta. So So he was just listening, and he wanted to say hello. Rick, are you there?
Rick and Atlanta.
Yeah, man, how you doing?
Yay. Welcome on the soapbox.
Hey, how y'all doing? This is my first time calling, so.
And you said the phrase that, the proper phrase, he did it?
He said,
yeah,
I'm so honored.
I'm
oh, my
soapbox.
God. He's our first one to say.
Yeah, I was live in a box. Soapbox.
I need to hear it. Okay, all right, all right. So the proper phrase is, I'm so-and-so, and I'm on my soapbox. And if you say that when you call in, you can get a free T-shirt like Rick just won out of Atlanta. I just left there. I love Atlanta. I'm going to be in Atlanta a lot. Lindsay be spending all her time in Atlanta. I'm jealous. I had to go and see what it was about.
I got a whole private Facebook room that's all my people in Atlanta. I love them. So big shout-out to all of them. They know who they are.
Yes.
Yeah,
indeed.
But this is my first time. I don't know too much about poetry, so I had called and everything. And the last caller, that was real good.
That was One Love.
Yeah.
You
talking
about
One Love?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell more people.
Go ahead and call y'all tonight, so they can go ahead.
Oh, that
and, so
was so lovely. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I'll probably get about 20 people call in tonight.
Well, thank you.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
Hold on,
we'll try to get them in. Hold on a second. Try to get them in before, because we end this call tonight at 10 o'clock. Last week we went over. It was my first show back on the air. But we are ending promptly at 10 o'clock. So we want everybody to call in now. You have to call in 646-378-0763. And if you call in, we'll put you in a queue. And you'll talk to Lindsay for a quick second, and she'll get you in the lineup to let everybody know that you're about to spit.
That'll work.
So I got you, though. So we want you to go ahead and go and do your thing and make it happen. Lindsay, what were you going to say, hon?
No, he doesn't. He was just listening. He just wanted to just give a shout-out, and I'm going to just get his information from him. Yeah.
Yay. Well, congratulations. Our T-shirt winner of the day. Please wear it and then tag me in it. Tag Lindsay in it. Tag anybody on Team Soapbox. We would love to add you to our collection. We have about five people in the world right now that support. No, I'm just kidding. We might have a couple more than that. If you're a Soapbox supporter and you're moving this moving with us in this movement, please do accept our thanks. Right, Lindsay? Oh.
Yes, indeed. Indeed.
Yes, so
okay.
Thank you so much
okay.
for supporting.
Hold on,
I appreciate it.
Cool. All right.
Okay, we're waiting. All right. So Rick is just listening. Does anybody want to spit? Okay, Lindsay is searching the lines right now. While she's doing that, feel free, like I said, to call in. What I can do is I can play a little something on the radio. I'm taking a request before I go into this so I can look it up. And I'll probably be like, hey, DJ Petrone, can you come in here and DJ for us tonight? Because DJ Mim had another engagement and we need a DJ. So if you could kindly come in and just take over the DJing, I'd really appreciate it. So y'all can see, you already know what kind of man he is. He's not your typical brother. He's like somebody everybody knows. Just real cool. Just want to sit back and relax and enjoy life. Love it.
He's got one Karen on the line waiting to speak to you.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderfabulous.
There he is.
One term, this is Nina Holiday, and you're on the soapbox, baby.
I definitely am on the soapbox. What's going on? What's going on?
How you doing?
Doing good. Yourself?
I miss you already.
I'm enjoying the show tonight.
Oh, man. I am absolutely enjoying the fact that you called in, and I'm glad that you're enjoying the show, but I'm glad that you called in. I was hoping you called in last week, but it was like, for so many people, it was too last minute.
Yeah,
so
I did miss last week. But I'm here now.
Well, I'm glad that you, yes, you are definitely here now. I wish everybody could see how you come up to the stage because, listen to me when I tell you, my brothers and my sisters, my kings and my queens, Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me when I tell you this. I called him up to the mic. I had like the great honor to host the poetry festival in Atlanta this year, and one term was the first poet to come on the mic. He didn't just come on the mic. He don't just walk up to the mic and just take the mic and say, I'm one term and I'm going to spit a poem. No. Did you crip walk?
I don't know. I just busted a move.
He busted two and three moves. Because once he got on the stage, I was like, I don't really get to see brothers dance too much. So when I see brothers dance, I'm happy. I'm so happy just to see people just break loose into dance. It just seems like something that's becoming scarce. So I was really happy to meet you and see your energy and know that you're more than just a bunch of words. You have actually thought about who you were when you engage yourself in this craft, and you inputted it. If you are here, it is you, and I love it. So I'm so glad that you called in. Yeah, I know you want to spit something.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I do want to talk about the subject, though, on top of that, too.
Okay. Go ahead.
Talking about...
What do you want to say? You know the open mic, only because I don't think... Are we blowing up, Lindsay? Lindsay? Oh, Lindsay's on mute. I'm going to wait for her to come back. Lindsay?
No, he's good. He can go ahead.
Okay, we have time?
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead. Like, talk to me about... We were talking about pornetry and erotica earlier in the show.
Right.
And you wanted to chime in on the difference or if there is a difference?
I don't think there is a difference. I mean, for one thing, I am a hater of splitting things up into genres and subgenres and this and that. Overall, to me, poetry is art, point blank, period. If you're going to do what you're going to do, you're going to do what you're going to do. You're going to be yourself regardless of what it is you're doing. And the only thing I would say to hold back on is if you know your audience is going to include children in the room, then, yeah, you might want to hold back on that business. But if it's grown folks, and just go out there, be yourself. And like Brother said earlier on, it was a DJ Patron said, you know, just drop your thing, and if they don't like it, they don't like it. If they do, they do, and they're going to feel it or not. And main thing, I mean, if it's art, be yourself. Point blank, period. Does that.
Okay. Yeah. Are we, DJ, DJ Patron is still on the mic, too. Patron. I see him here, but I guess he can't hear me. Let me, you have us on mute? I'm going to go ahead and get him out of there and then call him again in a second. I wanted him to chime in with you if he was still there.
No, he was gone.
Yes, I saw his thing there, but I guess I have to call him real quick. Maybe. Let's see if that works. I'm getting better. Wasn't that quick compared to last time? Somebody
yes,
told me
was.
To sing a song, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, 40 seconds of silence.
Well, I'm so glad that I didn't, if I was been over one of those major stations where I always feel like I could do that, I would have just got fired and fined and sued and probably got somebody jumped me like a gang. I don't know. So, the radio station gang would jump me like, how dare you? I don't know what's going
on.
We can't get...
To pull that hook from the Apollo on you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we're so glad that you got a chance to do, you know, the event. Well, I'm going to say I'm glad that we got a chance to work with you, and I say that from sincerity, like from all of us here at Soapbox. Thank you so much for the support. You came right up to me after the show and was like, I want to buy one of those shirts.
Yep.
And I'm like, who is this young poet, this masked man? Who is this? But you were just so supportive from day one. Pop the picture up on Facebook. We really appreciate the support. We are trying to, you know, we're trying to do something that we hope will leave an impact in people's hearts. I think that that's something that we've missed.
It's my pleasure to help you build that any way I possibly can.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much. You're going to hang out for a little while. We might have time for you to get up here. And right now you are going to do something, though.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah, because you know you're a poet, and I only heard you once before, and I'd love to hear you again. Yeah. Lindsay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
One turn?
I'm ready.
All right. Everybody, this is One Term. Check him out on the Soapbox.
Come on. All right. I've got this piece here. It's called Enterprise, and it definitely goes with the subject of tonight's show, just being yourself and building yourself and exposing that. No holds barred. I can't look through my own windshield. I can't view my own pen spill. I can't watch my own paper transpire and the microphone capers no higher than this skill gets till distilled thoughts overwhelm the lower helm of time allotted. Signs of soldered men and alloys are finally parted. My mind's a target, so I instinctively defend within. The crimes are plotted of those put in clothes with no repose. I'm slowed by the frozen toes of colder souls. Been known to expose the pose of older clothes, so hold your tone. You're forever young, never overgrown. Many a soldier's prone to corroded bones, but I feel my shown their perfect structure wasn't built for clones. So why can't I put them to use to loosen the noose you drape on my neck in place of respect? You're choosing abuse or rather neglect. For doing what I love, I'm handed a threat. Been asked to speak my mind only to find I'm never standing correct. So now how do you expect me not to plan to defect from this land of oppressed lives? Contrived in the eyes of blind skies that can't see me fly under the nose. Allow me to plunder the gold from thunderous foes. This summer I chose insomnia, others who slumber are bold. My number been told from the core muscle and suddenly thrown to flames. Who's to blame but the one to pump pools of rage through my veins? I'm here to overrule deranged foolish games, nobody gonna defuse my reign. Move the change from my person, still immersed in scars from the searching of numerous versions of methods for purging these hectic excursions which effectively worsen. It's more than a dream cause I pinched a million times and I'm still alive, never flatlined for an instance. How can it be wrong for me to shine for resistance with my story's door for glory declined as an entrance? Defining the distance between the scene of clean happiness and esteemed craftiness regimes, as tight as Siamese twins joined at the hip, which might imply means, since voids of my grip are obviously part of the team that shackles my wrists and tackles my bliss. I'm packed to dismiss any opposition that cackles at this century composition. I hassle the fence of the unaware few. I stare through the pickets with a tempest behind me, and I bear true persistence. Your engines have taken a mile. Repairs due. How dare you say I should stay in the stasis avoiding the way of life you consider an abnormality? It's evident I don't want to live in your precedence, so you think my center lacks morality? This is killing me, and you're being realistic? Reality's murderous, so how can I live in it? I got diminished sense just because I take the long road less traveled and battle the innocence. Listen, you finna miss the whole elusive meaning of existence if you're gonna script others. I'm trying to lift covers in mortuaries. Of course, you're very content under engraved ways that have been done for. I sent cumbered items away from my toolbox, so when my cool stops, I can't pull faults from it, but instead lay matches about the fire. Who want to be a mountain climber that never stood atop summits? And that's that. Enterprise.
Nice.
For the entire 5 minutes, I'm going to bam, 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 bam. Okay. All right. All the bullets, though, really? All of them?
Wow.
One term, ladies and gentlemen, you just got through hearing One Term, and he is absolutely a phenomenal poet. I got to hear more of you.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see you in the DMV area and, like, hit the New York scene really hard. Right, Lindsay?
Absolutely. Please and thank you so much.
And
okay.
Please share your stuff. With, don't stay in your city.
Oh, definitely.
Go unto the world, sir. Go on. Be fruitful and prosper.
I'm going.
Wow. Okay.
We'd love to have you here. In other words, to bring your behind to the DMC. Huh?
I said, I'll definitely be back on the soapbox.
Oh, we'd love to have you here, Matt. Thank you. One love, one love.
Thank you.
One love to all and everybody. Oh, one term can be found where?
I can be found on Twitter, Facebook. I'll post the links in the blog talk, but you can also just one term, O-N-E-T-E-R-M-I-V. That's Twitter. On Facebook, just search one term, O-N-E space T-E-R-M. I'm also a hip-hop artist, so that's where you'll find me there. Hear a lot of my rap tracks.
Rap.
Rap
tracks.
I'm a rapper guy.
You know, we have our poetry open mic has expanded, and it's no longer just poetry, is it, Lindsay? Lindsay has left us again to screen calls. We've also expanded our open mic to comedy, to hip hop, R&B. So,
cool.
You know, if you ever want to call in and spit a rhyme, a rap, please do that.
I definitely will.
Cause and I'd love to. I mean, if we have time, will you do it tonight?
Oh, sure.
Okay. We have a rare day where it's kind of slow. I don't know where everybody else is doing. I mean, this is the most happening. No, I'm just kidding. I'm so serious.
We're ready. I've got some more lined up for you.
Okay, cool beans. So what we'll do is one term. We'll have you back in a few minutes to rap for us.
All right.
Thank you. Hold on. Okay, next we've got Poetic J. She's ready to come back.
Poetic J is back on the soapbox. You heard her earlier. If you missed it and you're just tuning in, you might want to spend a little time in our archives searching for this episode just so you can catch what she did on the first half of the show, because isn't it worth it just to go back and just to rewind? And just listen. Yes, definitely. You can skip past my mumbo jumbo, but please go straight there. And with no further ado, I'm handing this mic to you, Miss Poetic J. Harris, a.k.a. Jacqueline Harris. She's on her soapbox.
All right. Can y'all hear me?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Called to my unborn daughter. Before she is even conceived, before she even takes her first breath, I wanted to know that I am down for her, and that what I wanted to be celebrated for is the beauty of her mind and not the size of her behind. Yet I'm on a quest for the best possible resource of intellectual discourse about all things woman. Not the aesthetic, superficial woman, but the do-or-die-for-your superhuman woman. I have to know these things because I want my child to be celebrated for the beauty of her mind and not the size of her behind. I want my daughter to marvel at the miracle that is herself and no one else. And just before she falls into foolishness or love, I want her to always remember to guard herself. My child will know that self-preservation is the first rule of nature. Anything else is just filler. I wanted to know that if she is woman enough to take it, she can also be woman enough to let it go. Doesn't matter what it is. Now, I want my baby to know her mama ain't perfect. So no matter what she does, I wanted to know that in mama's mind's eye, she will never be a bitch or a hoe. She will always be mine. Just mine. And I am down for her. And I will kill for her. And I will die for her. But above all else, I wanted to live, I wanted to love, and I wanted to be celebrated for the beauty of her mind and not the size of her behind. I want my progeny to be celebrated for the beauty of her mind and not the size of her behind. But if she's not, then that's okay. I love her, and she is still mine. And that's it.
I'm going to cry. You wanted me to cry? Oh, my goodness, Jacqueline. Oh, I am so sorry, ladies and gentlemen. But I don't know how I slept on anything so profound. Your words are so real. Oh, my goodness. I know I'm not the only one feeling this way right now. It's just a feeling that I get, and I only get it rarely. I mean, that was very moving, and it was in a whole nother direction. You just showed off.
Okay.
Going in two different directions emotionally, and you truly are a performance artist. I mean, performance poet, whatever the term. I really get. Term doesn't matter. If you got it. And I'm happy to be a part of it, just being able to listen and be here with your words infinitely like this. And you don't have this wonderful screen that is to stand before an audience and see them and be able to say, no, I'm not going up tonight, or I am, but I'm not looking into the crowd tonight, or whatever. Tonight it's like all you have are your words and your inflection, and then all of the energy that is you behind it. And you just brought it all out in two different directions, and I'm so grateful to you for that, Jacqueline. Thank you so much for sharing on the soapbox. You
Thank
truly
you.
Were on your soapbox.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Will you come back?
Definitely, anytime.
Yay.
All right. I mean, like, yeah, we would like to have you back, and also if people want to find you, did we already give that information?
Yeah, we had it in the chat room.
Have it in the chat room.
Okay, cool. If you, if you're listening in now, thank you so much, Jacqueline. I really appreciate you. Peace.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you. Peace. Okay, next up we have Quiet Storm. Oh, spoken word.
Oh, boy, Quiet Storm, spoken word. It's like, let's go. You know you're on the soapbox. You know what it is. You're a regular. Been supporting
right.
you back in the day. Back in the day.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you
definitely.
So much for still supporting after all these years when I didn't have the pleasure of having a Lindsay, when it was just like you didn't have that friend. You were just, I was an octopus. I was in here holding everything down all at one time. And she just comes in and just says, what can I do? And does it. And it's so amazing how she does it. So thank God for that. You've been through the whole process, and we're so thankful for you being so supportive of the soapbox movement and on the soapbox here and sharing your poetry with us. I mean, beautiful thing. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm always going to support something that's positive and something that's of a high quality. So, you would definitely continue to have my support.
Oh, wow. That was like a triple-loaded compliment. I'm blushing, and then it goes away, and then I'm blushing again. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And you know what? You're an awesome poet, and a lot of people need to know it. So why don't you go ahead and show it? Okay, I'm done. I swear, no more rhymes. Please, go ahead. Spoken word. Quiet storm of spoken word. You have to say it when it, so you don't mess up the name. You have to say it like an announcer has just said, this is the quiet storm of spoken word. Word. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. You're on the soapbox. Go ahead and speak your mind.
May I touch you. With the words that originate from my spirit travel to my mind and flow off the tip of my tongue. May I touch you on that spot with my lips just below your right ear. May I touch you with my fingertips on your hips while my lips slip as I gently, gently wrap them around the tip of your delicious clit. Licking and sucking, caressing, savoring your flavor until you go limp from that feeling of ecstasy you've been wanting all day long. After a few minutes, may I lift you up from our bed, not letting your feet touch the floor. I place your feet on top of mine while we dance, as I sing to you, along with our favorite song. As the music ends, I carry you back to our bed, lay you on your stomach, and again I ask, may I touch you with my tongue and fingertips just below your hips, right, where your cheeks begin to split. May I savor the flavor of the most forbidden portion of your erogenous universe, dancing along the outer regions with my tongue, slowly traveling to the center of your netherworld. I just want to take you to a place that has you gasping for air because of the purity of your pleasure experience. Simply, may I take you there. May I touch you repeatedly with my lips crisscrossing your body until they rest just below the line of your waist. It is the sweetness of your flavor I want to taste as your hips swivel while your rivers flow down the Nile of my tongue. May I touch you. This was an expression of thought by one called Quiet Storm of Spoken Word, title being, may I touch you.
You can't just say the title, huh? You got to say it like, you got to spit back. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Quiet Storm of Spoken Word. So, ladies, yeah, it just got a little hotter. Hold on a second. What'd you say? So, it just got a little hotter, did it not, Lindsay? Oh, Lindsay's screening calls. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're hit the big times. We're screening calls now. We're calling. You're getting a whole radio. You're getting our whole radio station experience here today. I'm just really proud of that. So, hopefully, all the rest of our Blog Talk callers will start screening calls as well, and have a great show. And it'll be fun, big fun. Get to know Lindsay a little bit. Call in 646-378-0763. Call to talk to Lindsay. Just say hello to her and tell her what a great job she's doing. That's what we're doing. We're calling Lindsay. 646-378-0763. Tell her that you
really?
Love her. And
that's what we're doing?
That's what we're doing. Lindsay's phone number today, ladies and gentlemen. Fellas, Lindsay's phone number is 646-378-0763. Give her a call. Can only call between 8 and 10 Eastern Standard Time.
Wow.
But, yes, please call into the show. That's her phone number. Okay. We're going to keep things going. I'm so glad
that
you came and shared with us. Thank you so much, baby. We hope to see you a little bit later. Quiet Storm of Spoken Word. You were saying, Liz?
We have somebody on the line that just wanted to say hello to you. Carla, are you there?
I am here.
Oh, who is this? This is
yo,
Mina.
Mina, say what?
Everybody says that now, so now I'm trying to figure out which one of you, my crazy friend. This is somebody that I know this voice.
Yo, Mina, it's Mim. What's up?
Oh, my goodness. You know why? Because you're so happy. Like, when you're in business mode, she's still happy, but it's a different tone. It's like what she just switched to when she said, yo, Mina, what's up? That's CJ Mim, CEO, executive, administrator of, and artist, and I represent myself. Fuck with me. That's her. So,
what's going on? I'm sorry I missed the show tonight. It's been a busy day, but I caught that last performance. That poem was like,
Fire? Was it? Was it fire? Was it?
Yeah, it was all erogenous and erotic and all that.
It it was some of everything. And then you know how he couldn't just say the title at the end. He had to say, I want to, I'm not doing it.
Don't do it.
But he was
don't
trying
do
to
it.
Do that.
Don't do it.
Yeah, I'm Ooh, done. No. I'm not. I'm going to let him do that. That's what he does.
Right.
Okay. DJ, okay. Man, we're so glad that you made it because everybody, you know, I'm sure some people just like, you know, like feeling a little different because we didn't do any music.
Oh, no.
I know we can't have music without you. I couldn't find your mixes. I don't know what I'm doing over here. So, you know, I would like it very much so that if you could just take over whenever you feel like you want to jump on in.
So, okay, I got you.
But,
and I see it. There's
Lindsay's
a couple there.
Not,
so if you need a little music, you know, we can drop a little something.
Something. What, we're going to take one more caller from Lindsay. And then, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right, ma'am, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, we've got One Love. He's been waiting, so here he is.
One Love spoke.
I hear this is Nancy's number. I was calling to say, hey, how you doing?
Oh!
No. All right. I'm sure there's a free line, so let me go ahead and do this, and then I'm
going to
get out y'all.
We're gonna we have to, we're taking all new calls. And then we'll come back around at the rotation. So I didn't know that you were the one. Okay, so we're going to come back to you. I'm so sorry. We're going to come back because we want to hear you.
Put me with that good phone. She and I talk. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. Who do we have? Lindsay? We got to get back to One Love. We do. Okay, Lindsay's in the chat room right now. She's in screening right now, so we're going to see what she says when she comes back. But you know what, DJ Mim, while she's doing that, I mean, where are you at? Let me, I don't know if you can speak right now. Hold on a second. There she is. DJ Mim, you're back on. Hey, listen, you know, just where do you want to go? Take us wherever you want to go.
All right, let's go.
It's On the Soapbox with your host, Mina Holiday, and DJ Mim each and every Sunday at 8 p.m. Make sure you give us a call at 646-378-0763. Let's go.
To have us a real good time, and we don't have to leave in the morning. The whole day just you and I.
That's right.
And it don't have to get any better. It's perfect, you in my life. If you're cool, then I'm cool, then we're cool. We don't have to worry about no groceries. We can fill up on love alone. If we ain't got enough for a movie, we can just sit at home. Have a little role play, baby. Whatever turns you on. If you're cool, then I'm cool. If you're cool, then I'm cool, then we're cool. Quit your worrying, baby. Quit your worrying, girl. You don't have to worry too much, baby. Quit your crying, lady. Go ahead and dry your eyes. We can conquer the world.
Never met before until I'm overseas on tour. And peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking class with the boy. She studied
right.
Film and photo
so
flash,
got...
focus record. Said she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She said
we
she
got some show we got some. Okay. we're back now. That was DJ Mim doing her 1-2. I love the song selection, sis. We got a couple of seconds left in the show, and what we'll do is, I did say we'll end at 10 o'clock, but we're only going to go over 5 minutes. We're going to let these two brothers sit, And they're going to close out the show for us tonight. So if you want to hear both One Love, I don't know which one we're going to go first, One Time or One Love, 5 minutes after 10:05, we will be off the air. So make sure you call in if you want to hear it. That's the only way you're going to be able to hear them because the line's going to go dead. 646-378-0763. If you want to call and speak to me right now, you can go ahead and do that before the end of the show. We're going to go ahead and let's see, you understand the line? We have somebody who wants to, we got to put on there. Lindsay, can you go? Because I mean, can you go 10 minutes after?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're good? Okay. DJ Mim?
Present.
DJ Mim? President. So, ladies and gentlemen, with no further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring up One Term, One Life.
One Love.
One Love. One Love, One Term. We're going to go with
One Love.
Yeah, we're going to go with One Love. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Appreciate y'all one more gig. And here we go. In an alternate universe, our love will be spoken into existence like, let there be light. To shine joy in the crevice of every heart like, all I need is you to get me high. In an alternate universe, I would not let a day or week go by. I mean, I wouldn't be too weak to speak to define the many ways you raise my pulse rate to make you my 51st date. In an alternate universe, I would take six and spread love across the galaxy, and everyone would envy me. Men would wish upon the falling star for half the woman you are to me. You are, to me, all that I envision love to be. No one compares. There's nothing I would not do. How do I define love? You. Your love sets upon my heart like the golden time of day. My golden light when I'm lost at sea. There's no other place I'd rather have you than here with me. You are to me all that I envision love to be. No one compares to thee. There's nothing I would not do. How do I define love? You. One love.
Mm. Oh, so romantic. Oh, my goodness. You and that damn bad boy, too. Y'all some romantic brothers. I got to give it to you.
We are this fool, but yeah, we got a little bit of everything in us. Thank y'all so much. I appreciate that.
You, because we're going over a little bit, I mean, if you're on the line now, just stay there. If Lindsay and I could leave and walk away, you guys can go ahead and talk and leave yourselves governed so that you're not disrespectful. Any fighting on the air, we're going to edit it out anyway, but you don't get to do that on this show because people will box you down. So, it was the soapbox. How about that? Anyway,
about that?
Just call in 3646-378-0763. Call in. You never know what happens after we go off the air and we're in a private room and it's like 10 of us and the title's Pornetry versus Erotica. We've got 90 seconds left in the show. If you can hear it right now, we're going to go ahead and bring in like a caller and then One Term. All right. So thank you so much. Don't go anywhere. Let's see. We got a caller right here. Hi, this is Mina. Turn your radio all the way down. Meaning you would have to go somewhere quiet and away from the studio. And then when you call in, you'll cause an echo just like that if you're too close to the computer playing it or whatever. Anyway, caller, it looks like you're calling from D.C. You're on the soapbox with Mina Holiday. What's going on?
How you doing, Mina?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Ray?
I'm enjoying your show.
Well,
Off the Patron.
Off the Patron.
Poetry is so nice. and poetry is so nice. I just wanted to let you guys know, you and Lindsay, you know, DJ, what her name? I forgot.
DJ Mim.
I just want you women to know you have done an excellent job, you know. I have me a new station to listen to on Sunday night from 8 to 10, I believe.
Thank you.
Okay, y'all have a good night, and I'll be listening.
Thank you.
Thank you
for calling in. Representing the DMV. WDMV Radio is definitely represented here in the D.C. area, so that's D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, right, ladies of the Soapbox team, the wickedest team on the internet?
Yes, indeed.
We're a beast on the internet. We need to get back out there. We haven't been in the streets in a while, but when we come back out there, just be ready. We got, like, bandanas and gang signs, so don't even worry about it. We are. We're coming with a vengeance, and we got our own song and stuff. Yep. We're going to come in and be corny, but we have something beautiful to give the world, and we just want to have fun. So anytime you see us out there, you're more than welcome to come join the cypher. All right, DJ Mim, I just wish that you could have been a part of the show a little earlier, but we got next week, and I just really enjoyed the format today, and I think we're going to stick to this. This is fun. We've got one more poet left.
Yes, one term.
And one term. One term, you're taking us out. You know, after that, it'll just be open for chat if you want to call in. But one term is going to spit a poem for us. Oh, no, I'm sorry, a rap. He's closing out the show with a rap song. You have no idea what you're doing, is how serious this is. We've never done this before. Dun, dun, dun. Cue dramatic music. So you are actually
ground.
You're cutting some tape. You are crossing over breaking ground. I don't know. You are christening our mic with hip hop. Done before by the Elder Beatmaster, but he mixed it in with poetry, and so this is just going to be our first hip-hop, purely hip-hop. So it's very special to us. Your mic, sir, you're on the soapbox.
All right. Thank you all again for having me back on. This is going to be just a little acapella joint I'm going to drop here called So Beautiful. We're innovating with a more relevant passion. Time for some action. Let's be real, like Cypress Hill did the casting. Still many asking the motive that we hold when we control the microphone to bring a soul about us whole. For sure, we told them this before. Ain't no time to lay low when there's folks that be digging through your mind for their gold. I rhyme to stay sold to my sanity. Maybe I should stop because it be them crazy folks that make masterpieces. Yeah, I'm Pope, but not like Edgar Allan. Never more will I quote Ravens unless they challenge me to redeem my better talents for uplifting my foe. Ain't gotta be serving up slabs to make living so dope. We getting so close to the ledge, we know it like Rock him and be all his facial features, favorite teachers, and all memories. So we gotta take a lot of steps like centipedes, 100 strong. Don't be Nathan if you ain't linking your entity. Just look, your little girl so beautiful. So put down for her, your girl so beautiful. Just look, your little boy so beautiful. So put down for him, your boy so beautiful. Just look, your whole tree so beautiful. So put down for him, your tree so beautiful. Just look, cause man, we all so beautiful. To put down for us, we all so beautiful. It's more than motivation, it's more than inspiration, it's more than concentration, it's more than liberation, it's more than conquering your situation, it's more than fueling that fire behind your eyes at a filling station, it's more than drowning your sorrows after twisting that cap and swallowing the bottle so liquid spirits hold back to the bottom till it's hollow like the hearts of some men. Take drugs to feel lightheaded, then the dark can come in. Start to pretend like I ain't care, but that ain't working out. Cause every time I step outside, I see y'all babies hurting now. Reverse that past into oblivious smiles. Maybe 10 years old and shawty ain't felt like a child lately. Wild and crazy these kids can be, but in defeat's eyes, it's hard to show promise. Ain't none gonna get off with a free ride. It's off for the profit, and I ain't talking about seeing things. Cause our life circle is getting smaller, pinky rings. Just look, your little girl so beautiful. So put down for your girl so beautiful. Just look. Cause man, we all so beautiful. Just put down for us, we all so beautiful. Just look. Your little boy so beautiful. So put down for him, your boy so beautiful. Just look.
Your whole tree so beautiful. So put down for him, your tree so beautiful. Maybe I'm just a backseat driver, shut me up, folks. When I'm just saying buckle up your hood round these cutthroats, I would try to unload more, but I don't full speed. So no reason to turn your head up like a nosebleed. I proceed to stay low-key, but if you know me, after the ether in mind, I'm still gonna show heat like police. But in present time, just let us find ways to get right. Productivity was a high noon and midnight, so sit tight. Like diamonds on a wrist, I'ma be shining with a fist clenched like a mind to get us rich like Black Wall Street. Just try to rock my community. We'll stop what you're doing. See, we die getting through to me. We live life. Just trying to exist, whether we grind for our chips or we just ride. Buena Vista, man, that's all we need. Each drop a thought for influence, and the soft ones who usually get lost when we choose to leave. Just look, your little girl so beautiful. So put down for it, your girl so beautiful. Just look, your little boy so beautiful. So put down for him, your boy so beautiful. Just look, your whole tree so beautiful. So put down for him, your tree so beautiful. Just look, cause man, we all so beautiful. So put down for us, we all so beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Are we feeling that? I was speechless. I was just speechless right there. Your boy's so beautiful. I was bobbing my head and
right.
stuff.
Right.
It was out of beat, but I was trying because I'm Asian. A little bit. And I don't have any rhythm, really. I mean, I have some. Black, too. Yeah, no, I was feeling you. You were flowing. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
And I love, you have a lot of sustenance in your writing style and everything. There's a lot of sustenance built into the walls of your writing style, so I like that. The kind of hip hop I love to hear.
Well, thank you.
So,
definitely something I love to perfect as much as I can.
Well, just keep on, you know what I'm saying? You just keep on spitting until you just can't anymore. We have Brother One Term just now coming off the soapbox. And thank you so much again, Brother One Term, my brother, my sweet, supportive brother. I'm so happy that I got to meet you that day and embrace you a couple of times and be able to know, like, you know, we have family extended in the Atlanta area. It's a beautiful thing.
It was definitely my pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, it's one term, y'all. Just Chris and I, Mike, for the first time we had hip-hop. Rap spit on there, so. All right, Lindsay.
That's it, darling.
I think we did it.
We did it.
And I have a. Hello.
I'm here.
Hello. I think right now. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm thinking I'm on a phone call because we still haven't got all our equipment yet, so we're still calling in on phones. So I'm like, hello. When I don't hear anything, and I remember, that's right, you're on the air. Okay, so we are taking donations. If you have any, you know, anything deep down in your pockets, you can donate to the station. We need to get stuff, you know. We got to look official with the team. And so feel free to donate any amount of money that you want. We will. We are definitely not doing too much. We get T-shirts. We give away T-shirts. Congratulations to our T-shirt winner today, who was
Honest Rick out of Atlanta.
Honest Rick out of Atlanta. Big shout out to him. You can also be a T-shirt winner next week. We have about four more T-shirts that we're going to give away. So in the next four weeks, you'll be able to call in and get you a T-shirt. DJ Mim has T-shirts as well, so maybe she might have a contest for any of you that are wanting to, you know, get a DJ Mim memorabilia. Please support. She's a female DJ and one of few. There aren't very many, especially ones that work as hard, I think, as she does. She stays busy in the city, so if you're in the DMV area, please make sure you check out DJ Mim wherever she is, and she's gonna tell us where that is, and then say, you know, I guess you can do the goodbye I guess you can.
Bye.
Goodbye. Tell us where we can find you at, DJ Mim.
It's best to, if you're on Twitter, follow me on Twitter, DJ MIMDC. You can also check out my website where I post most of the events that I do. Some stuff is private, so, you know, it's not on the web. But and I'm about to start a new event in the DMV, which is going to be at Club Elite on Thursday night. So I'm rocking with the Dynasty Band, and that should be a good night. So I'll keep you guys up to date on what's happening in my world. And next week, yeah, I'll throw in a couple of shirts so we can send them out. They are unisex, so let's do it.
Unisex shirts. Gotta love
all
that.
All right.
All right. So, DJ Mim, Lindsay, I don't know. I guess, is everybody deprogrammed? I think we did good. All our listeners, you have been deprogrammed.
You have been deprogrammed. Until next time. Good night, people.
Good night.
Bye.
Peace. Thanks for coming in. Next Sunday, 8 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're out. Peace.
Peace.